What's the ruling on obeying a democratic government, which in the matters of the laws belonging to education, employment, revenue, transport, economy, etc. Also, they provide scholarships, reservations for the Muslims, education, employment, subsidies, discounts, and other provisions. How, or to the end of the question, how should we as Salafis here deal with this matter? مضمون هذا السؤال أن سائل يسأل في حكم طاعة الولاة الكفار ويقول كيف نتعامل نحن كوننا من أهل السنة من السلفيين.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد، أولا لا يجوز للمسلم أن يطيع الكافر لقول الله جل وعلا ولن يجعل الله للكافرين على المؤمنين سبيلا، ويجب عليه أن يهاجر من بلد الكفر، فإذا ابتلي ولم يستطع الهجرة فيتق الله ما استطاع ولا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
وبالنسبة لهذه الأمور التي مثلا توافق شرعنا، هل يعترضون؟
التي توافق الشرع.
أي نعم.
يعملها طاعة لديننا.
نعم. جيد. The Sheikh Hafidhullah answered his question by saying, firstly, no, that it is not permissible for the Muslim to obey the kafir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى لِلْكَافِرِ عَلَى مُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make a way for the kuffar upon the believers, so they are not rulers over the Muslims. Rather, it is wajib upon the Muslim that he makes hijrah and he immigrates from the land of disbelief. He has the ability. And if he doesn't have the ability, then he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of his ability. As for obeying them in those affairs which are allowed in our religion, then he does so in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the obedience of the kuffar. Rather, he does this to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that. The second question